I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's Tom Lydon joining us for the ETF of the week. And there are a lot of takeaways you can get from this segment, but one of them should be that you want to check out the information that is available for you at ETF Trends. ETFTrends.com is the website for ETF Trends, the newsletter that Tom is editor of. If you want more information, you can go to Twitter as well, where it's at ETF Trends. And beyond that, Tom is the president of Global Trend Asset Management. And you can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is L-Y-D-O-N. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the Spider S&P 500 ETF, ticker symbol SPY.
Well, this is the most simple, straightforward, you know, first ETF out there. And why now? Why the Spider? Why now? Is this a market call?
Chuck, I think you pointed out it is the first ETF out there, and this week we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Spider SPY ETF. So now we've had ETFs around for 20 years, and you and I enjoy on this show talking about all different types of creative ETFs, whether it be domestic or global or different types of thinly sliced sectors. And the SPY, SP 500, isn't real sexy, but look at the core and look at what it's done. It is the largest ETF with about $125 billion in assets. And, you know, a few people got together over 20 years ago and decided that this was the right structure to be able to provide the S&P 500 in a very liquid, tradable form for a very low expense to not only institutions, but advisors and individual investors. And it's done a great job. So I thought today we would just take a minute to recognize the Spider ETF, recognize the S&P 500 as such a great benchmark, and the fact that we're seeing billions of dollars flow out of actively managed mutual funds because they're not performing in line with the benchmarks. And their expenses are high. And there are a lot of people today that are just throwing up their hands and saying, listen, if I can't beat the market, why not buy the market? And today, and for the past 25 years, you could buy the market with the S&P 500 Spider ETF.
Well, the other side of this is that the Spider shows everything good and bad from the standpoint that for the average investor who wants to get an index fund, they'd be talking to you, going to ETF Trends and saying, okay, if I want exposure to the S&P 500, I want it through something like the Spider, but I'm going to buy it and I'm going to hold it. And the Spider is both the biggest and it's the one that is most widely traded. So let's take a look at that side of things. Does the fact that the Spider is such a big trading vehicle for folks who are playing games with the S&P on the short term, what's happening right now, what's the volatility play, whatever, does that impact long-term shareholders in any negative way, or can you be the long-term index investor holding the most volatile, the most widely traded ETF and not have that trading affect you?
The great thing today, Chuck, you can get the best of both worlds. If you're a long-term investor and you're looking for diversification, you're looking for low expense, you're looking for low turnover, it's there. But on the other hand, if you want to play trends, for example. If you wanted to trade the S&P 500 on its 50-day average or its 200-day average, you could do that as well. But your question, is it affecting the underlying shareholders? There have been a lot of studies, and hands down, the answer is absolutely no.
When you take a look at the spider right now, we've had a lot of people talking about where folks should be this year. So let's give our audience a little more than, hey, it's the anniversary of the spider, so let's celebrate it here. How are you suggesting people use the spider right now in portfolios? And is it trending up or trending flat for this year?
Yeah, well, it's continuing to trend up as we finished the year on a positive note, up almost 16% last year. And S&P is up almost 6% so far year to date. One of the best starts to a year since 1984, I believe. So it really is starting off very, very well. But I think that the key point is there have been a lot of analysts who've looked at individual investor portfolios. And although there are a lot of mutual fund companies out there hawking their wares, when you put the average investor's portfolio together as far as the growth or the equity portion, there's a huge, you know, 98-99% correlation to the S&P 500. And in the end, after expenses and after paying taxes, most of those mutual funds will underperform their benchmark. So, you know, one thing we talk about on a regular basis, if all you did is replicate your mutual funds that are pegged to the S&P 500 with the S&P 500, you would not only have to pay less taxes as far as capital gains, but you would save over 1% a year in expenses. And 1% a year in expenses over the course of your lifetime might be the difference between an okay retirement and a real good retirement.
Yeah, it would be. And that is just one more reason why folks should be looking at the Spider S&P 500 Trust, the SPY, the first ETF, the original ETF, the one that everybody has modeled everything that changed the whole industry, celebrating its 20th anniversary this week, and the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, editor of ETF Trends. For more information, ETFTrends.com or at ETF Trends. Tom, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
There is much more to go on today, the January 31st editions of Money Life. Remember, later it's the Money Life Market Call, but next it's our big interview. Stick around. We'll be right back.